Two longtime state senators are retiring, Democrats Bob Jauch and Tim Cullen. One person not surprised is J.R. Ross. He's editor of WispPolitics.com.
Cullen won the seat that he has now in 2010, but he served in the Senate back in the 80s. So he's been around for a long time, and it's a matter of just kind of how do you have enough? Same with Senator Jauch. He's been around for years and years and years. So for those guys, it's a matter of they've kind of filled the tank, if you will, of Senate service and are looking to go on to other things.
Meanwhile, fellow Democratic Senators John Lehman and Kathleen Vinehout are eyeing races for higher office, he for lieutenant governor, she for governor. Over on the GOP side, veteran Senators Mike Ellis and Dale Schultz face challenges. Ross says he's heard rumblings that at least three additional Senate seats could be challenged in 2014. Mordecai Lee is professor of governmental affairs at UW-Milwaukee. He says departures signal the end of an era.
I'm guessing that there's less personal satisfaction to serving in the state legislature than there was when I was there back in the dinosaur era of the 1980s, when there was a lot more room for personal initiative and compromise and working across the aisle. Now there's so much of an emphasis on partisanship and partisan solidarity.
Lee cites the bitter battle over Governor Walker's bill dismantling collective bargaining rights as a turning point.
Act 10 was an overturning of the status quo in a substantive policy sense. But I think we also have to view the Republican majority in the state Senate and state assembly as an overturning of, I guess you'd call it institutional wisdom or institutional tradition, almost like a radical rejection of the past.
Wisconsin voters ushered in that GOP majority in 2010. Republicans will likely retain control of the Senate no matter how many seats are contested next fall, according to UW-Stevens Point political scientist Dennis Riley. He points to redistricting. At the start of each decade, the majority party gets to redraw the state's political boundaries, so Republicans had the job here in 2010. As in other states, the new maps solidify party control in many districts. They're either solidly Republican or Democratic.
I don't see a lot of, you know, nail biters on election night. I think it's very hard to unseat anybody, the assembly even more than the Senate, but it's very hard to unseat anybody of the opposition party because the district lines are so carefully drawn.
Riley says what could change is that more districts elect dyed-in-the-wool partisans. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.